Everybody. It is the Pele Report for February 10th, Wednesday of the year 2021. And this is practically the time of the great Aquarius alignment. It may go down in history. What I want to show you, first of all, before I zoom in, is just look way over here to the left. There's Uranus. And Uranus is pretty much in this line with Mars. Now here I'm going to open it up, and you're going to see that Mars, okay, you kind of see this square between Mars, Earth, and Sun. That's like a 90 degree square. Mars, almost a 90 degree square to Mercury. Mars, almost a 90 degree square to Venus. You see the 90 degree square, Mars in like a square to Jupiter. So just think, if you stretch this way out, Uranus, you're also going to have that same Uranus in square. And what we can see exactly is, let's see how I can turn this so you can, there's Saturn. Look at Saturn. Okay, so the exact square of Earth to Saturn to Uranus, okay, is next Wednesday. But it's really going on all year because Saturn is going so slow, right? It's going over that way. And Uranus is hardly moving at all, way out there to the left, okay? But let's zoom in a little closer here, because what we've got now is, if we tilt this down, you see the moon. Here's the moon, okay? So what we have is this new moon happening tomorrow, okay? And Mercury coming into this exact alignment with Venus on Friday, and then coming into this exact alignment with Jupiter. Let me move it along. Here we go. Let's just move this a little. Just a little bit. Now you can see the Earth turning a little bit here. This is such a cool program. You can even see Pluto. So Pluto is still out there in Capricorn. But Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, the Sun, Mercury, and the Moon are all, you know, it's the back here is actually, it's the constellation of Capricorn, but it's the sign of Aquarius. So, you know, this is this grand, grand alignment. And this moon is going to be moving on, as you can, you know, imagine, right? By Friday, she is going to go into Pisces and move on through Pisces until what? Here she, you can see her kind of coming around here. She's going to come into a conjunction with Neptune, right? And that Moon-Neptune conjunction is going to move on through Saturday. And in Sunday, she's going to be moving on into Aries to conjoin together with Chiron. So Sunday, we have a Moon-Chiron conjunction. Then by Tuesday, she is actually going to come into late Aries and come into a square with Pluto. Now, I don't think Eris is on this program. We have to go way out here. And Eris is way up. Oh, there's Eris. You can't really tell. Eris is so far out there, and she is so far off the ecliptic. But if you were to draw this line between Eris, the Earth, and Pluto, it would also be an exact square within 1 degree. That's going on for 3 years, Eris square Pluto. So I just wanted to show you this.
All right, everybody. How about that bird? That bird, I put my camera right out there. And we have a little couple little couple of birds making their little nest in the bananas, and they're gonna lay their eggs in there. And we've had this happen before. It's like super freaking cool. And it takes the bananas so long to get ripe that actually they sit on the eggs and the eggs hatch and the babies fly away and then the bananas are ready. So they know what's going on. The first time it made us nervous. But what am I talking about? Astrology. I am so freaking spaced out today. It's like this. This retrograde Mercury conjunct Jupiter and Venus, I'm just like all over the place. The mantra is like, what? Mantra? It's like freaking losing it. I don't know how you guys are doing, but and of course, the moon today, it's Wednesday, she's balsamic, waning, 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 okay? Conjunct Saturn this morning. I mean, this has not been an easy morning, Wednesday morning. What I'm looking forward to is the new moon. Because, as she goes into her balsamic conjunction, everything just kind of goes. And that's kind of the way I'm feeling right now. But this new moon is coming. It is a new beginning of a new lunar cycle. And, like you just saw, there's this huge alignment. Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, all in this alignment of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius. And let's look at what this Aquarius is about. Like I say, Aquarius is, the 11th sign of the zodiac. Like I just wrote in the Lunar Planner, okay, it is about, okay, things are waning, letting go. It's about the future and deconditioning, stepping out, stepping back, stepping away from the known, familiar job, relationship, identity, whatever you want to, whatever you've been supported by, is what's been you've been holding on to, what has given your life a sense of meaning, yourself a sense of identity, purpose. This can all be just like exploding. And Uranus Aquarius is sudden, unpredictable, shocking aha moments. For better or for worse, pleasant surprises, great envisioning of, oh yeah, now it all makes sense. Why didn't I see that before? To the other, like, oh my God, really? Why didn't I see that before? Now I'm absolutely screwed. Like, why didn't we realize that this was going to blow up or that this was going to fall apart or that it's like, so there's a lot of things that Uranus is the unconscious, the personal unconscious. We've got a lot of unconscious stuff going on. I just did a weekend workshop this last weekend with CORE. I could put a link for it. They do men's work and women's work and couples work. It's really awesome. I'll put a link for that in the notes below, along with this week's song, which I will get to at the end. But yeah, I'm putting more links down in the notes afterwards. But what I was talking about, she actually closed with this beautiful thing of, let's remember that life is happening. It's not happening to us, it's happening for us. Thank you, Jessica Core. Yeah, it's like we may be in this place. Aquarius is global corporations, stock markets, governments, politics, pandemics, multimedia news, fake news, real news, imaginary news. It's all, the media, the World Wide Web of Rumble and Brightian and YouTube and BitChute. I mean, it's like, you know, what platform are you on now? All this kind of stuff is like, and it's all just like very surreal in a way. It's all very far out. It's all very completely impersonal. Aquarius is very impersonal. And so we may feel that there are these larger than life corporations or authorities, or, you know, Zeus and Saturn, you know, were, you know, the lords, you know, in ancient mythology, you know, and they're just like way out there and just so sometimes, you know, we might feel like we're kind of bound, tied up. Uranus square Saturn. And yes, like you're on a roller coaster and you know, everything is changing. But, you know, like you're just tied to the chair and there's really not a lot you can do about it. Chiron in Aries. You know, this time period, so many of us, we can really feel disempowered. We can feel victimized. We can feel powerless. And we can even want to overcompensate, you know, get a gun or start a riot or, you know, like, you know, tear something down or somebody or just to let out our frustration. Yeah, this is the Mars, you know, is still, you know, in a big square going on there. And so, you know, there's just this kind of, you know, type of a thing that I also spoke of in the Lunar Planner, that Aquarius is like the lion tamer. Aquarius is opposite Leo. Leo is I, me, my fiery, passionate desires and romance and love affairs and play and gambling and risk-taking and adventure and, yeah, let's party! And Aquarius, okay, is, you know, you're not the star of the show. Aquarius is the producer, the director, the divine intelligence, extraterrestrial intelligence, global intelligence. You know, it's just like there's something far bigger than our individual desires and passions. So I want to read the Sabian symbol for this particular degree of this new moon. It's a very powerful symbol. We all remember, I hope, right? Wow. A man, having overcome his passions, teaches deep wisdom in terms of his experience. The constructive use to which difficult past experiences can be put as examples for those who are still striving to overcome their passions. So we've got this Leo, fiery passion, the lion and the lioness, the king and the queen of the jungle. Roar! Desire! Passion! Square to Scorpio, square to Taurus. I mean, these are the signs, right? All this stuff in Aquarius is opposite. If you got a bunch of Leo, if you've got a bunch of Scorpio, if you've got a bunch of Taurus, okay, this is just like squares and oppositions and blocks. You are feeling bound and blocked and stopped and, right? Like, you know, you wait for the bell. It's the recess is not yet. Yeah, class is not over, man. Every type of experience can be made to serve a spiritual purpose. Every man or woman, however humble his or her status, can be an example to younger people who are still struggling to overcome or control the compulsive drives of their emotional, biological natures. Whoever has managed a difficult performance contributes to the collective wisdom of his community and of mankind. Every achievement is to be passed on to those who may be inspired by it to greater and more adequate efforts. It is the responsibility of anyone who has taken one step ahead in his evolution to help others to take that step. Aquarius is the future. Aquarius is evolution advancing into the unknown through science, through technology, through experimentation, invention, innovation. It's just like, you know, we're reaching more and more towards the future as the past is crumbling behind us. It's like Escape from New York. I remember that movie. Hey, you know, so you ever see, you know, the hero or the heroine, you know, running away and the cities are blowing up behind it. I mean, that's Aquarius, man. And we can feel in some ways like, wow, I got to get out of here. Or I got to stay a step ahead. I got to stay a step ahead of this game. And the game is blowing up. The game is moving pretty darn fast. So we are all needing to move very fast. We are all needing to come into mastery. And that's what this week's mantra is about. It's about mastery. And what I had when I made this mantra was this image. And in fact, I will give another, there's another webinar on the Shenzhen. Yeah, the movement that I showed a couple of months ago that is, you know, very powerful. It's a little similar to Tai Chi, okay? And like, you know, Taekwondo in slow motion, in Kung Fu, whatever. But, you know, the samurai, you know, the master, the martial artist. And we know the Tai Chi master, it's like when energy's coming at you, you know, rather than, you know, it's like, okay, you just move a little bit and there it goes. And then what do? Maybe you move a little bit and you take it and you send it back around, right? And then here comes another one. Right. I mean, it is this dance, and it can be graceful, and it can be gentle, because right now there's a lot of, you know, sudden surprise. So we need to all be ready. you need to be in that stance. This is Aquarius. This is awakening. And this awakening is liberation. It's opening that third eye. And it's coming out of self-preoccupation into an awareness of my surroundings, into an awareness of my relationships, my community, my tribe. And it's this real dance that we need to do. If we get too rigid, this is the fixed cross, okay? Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio. The fixed cross is stubborn. And Uranus is actually the planet of extremes, the ruler of Aquarius, which is squaring, okay, Saturn and all of this Aquarius right now, with Mars, you know, by its side in a way. And what that can be is extremists. And let's look at this Aquarius. It's unity in diversity. What Uranus is doing is stepping out of the norm, out of the conventional. And, you know, the light workers or the awakened ones or, you know, the great spiritual teachers of our time may feel like, yes, this is liberation and everyone is awakening and da 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 da. But I want to just really look at what Jeffrey Wolf Green, my teacher of evolutionary astrology, when he talks about Aquarius, this stepping out can also be stepping way back into the past. The Amish, the Luddites, the Ku Klux Klan, okay, the white supremacists, okay, the slave drive. We can step outside of time. So there's all these, Aquarius actually rules subgroups, yeah, you know, little micro, okay, the rappers, okay, you know, the Gnostics, the Masonics, the, yeah, I mean, it's all these little groups, okay? And all these little groups are breaking, you know, it's like, no, none of them are conventional. right? You know, they're all minorities. We've got so many little groups of minorities, you can't even count how many cults there are, how many different belief systems there are. So part of this Aquarius, part of this awakening is actually, you know, we can't forget that Neptune is still square the moon's nodes of Sagittarius and Gemini. And just think of this, Jupiter rules Sagittarius, Mercury rules Gemini, and Mercury and Jupiter are in conjunction this week. This is the ruler of the North Node and the South Node coming together in the sign of Aquarius. And so to me, what this says is, with the Neptune squaring the nodes still, by a couple degrees, you know, it's still functional, it's still accurate, it's still a skip step. What is necessary, what is needed now is the death, the end of illusion, false beliefs, false idols, unnatural laws. South node of the moon in Sagittarius. False belief systems. Okay, you know, religions, the opium of the people, as Marx would say, right? It's just like, look at our beliefs, and a lot of our beliefs is what's getting shattered right now. If you pay attention to the science, and well, now, not only science, which science? What scientist? What we're finding now, okay, is that with enough money, you can, you know, pay, you know, a lot of scientists to say whatever you want and to prove whatever you want is true. I mean, it's just like, whoa. So we need to really develop personal discrimination, personal discernment, open up our own connection, right, to that divine, and really feel that energy and move that energy and not get rigidly stuck, but rather be able to flow instead of getting stuck on that fixed cross and saying, life is this way and this is right and you are wrong, and coming on, you know, with all kinds of we, you know, you, I may be proven wrong tomorrow. Do we have the flexibility? Do we have the maturity to accept that we were wrong, that we were misguided, or that we, out of passion or compulsion or instinct, we made mistakes? Okay, and we are we, can we own? Aquarius wants us to own our shit, so that we can move on. It's only when you can see clearly the terrain, the playing field, that you can adequately or beautifully create your next play. So let's play the game by first of all recognizing all the players and all the, you know, where we are. So it is really, I am going to master going with the flow, gently moving the energy, not too fast or slow. We can be in a hurry now to try to just resolve and relax, and it's all irritating, and I just want to, so I break everything up just so that, you know, it goes away. Or I go too slow. I resist. I am not changing my mind. I'm not changing my habits. I'm not budging from here. Neither one of those is going to work. You know, the hare and the tortoise. It's like right now we can't be the hare and we can't be the tortoise. we've got to be, you know, we have to be able to pull up what we need out of our medicine bag, out of our toolbox, today, tomorrow, tonight. Everything is changing and shifting so rapidly, so fast. Our ability will be to stay mobile. This Aquarius is trine Gemini, mutable air of change. Trine Libra, okay? These air signs, this is a time, okay, to like really be in the air, awake, listening, sound travels through the air, communicating, networking. Okay, this is just like really a time to rise above in our helicopter, looking down over where we have been and where we are going, without too much attachment. That's the mastery of these times. I am going to master going with the flow, gently moving the energy, not too fast or slow. Namaste, aloha. So much love. Oh, the song, of course, is Mind Games. Mind Games, John Lennon, Moon in Aquarius. Okay, you know, I mean, if he's not a messenger of the age of Aquarius, nobody is. John Lennon, man. Wow. A master himself, right? Mind games. Keep on playing those mind games. Listen to the lyrics of that one. It's awesome.